Today's daf in Chulin is daf Kuf Hey, and we're holding on Kuf Dalet Amud Beit in the middle of the discussion of what needs to be done between Achilat Basar and Achilat Chal Gvina or Ofen Gvina. And we spoke about earlier that you need to have, if it's Basar, you need to have Kinuach HaPeh, besides washing the hands. And we're never really defined what Kinuach HaPeh is precisely. And today the Gemara wants to get into that question.
Is this all still falling under the category of zero? Because
of course. Sure. We're up to one line up from the bottom of the page. Tanya Beit Shammai Omrim Mikaneach uBeit Hillel Omrim Mediach. So here it seems to be a machloket as to what you need to do with your mouth. Beit Shammai holds you need to be mekaneach the mouth, which means to clean it out with dry. We'll see later on. That means chewing on something, possibly, that fills your mouth. We'll take out whatever is deposited along the sides of the palate. Whereas Beit Hillel says you need to wash it out. Now, that's what it sounds like. Now, let's try to understand what is meant here. My mekaneach umay mediach. When they're saying this, precisely what do they mean? Ilema Beit Shammai Omrim. Is it that Beit Shammai is talking about exclusively mekaneach? In other words, you only need to dry clean your mouth. Lo boi mediach. You do not require any type of liquid. Beit Hillel Omrim mediach. Lo boi mekaneach. As according to Beit Hillel, he's saying you don't need anything dry. You only use liquid. So then something is very strange, because if that were the case, it would mean that Aliba, the way we're learning, Kinuach is only a concept that is Nogea Aliba to Beit Shammai, because according to Beit Hillel, he says it's all a function of Hadakha with liquid. And yet we find Rabbi Zera giving us practical halacha. Oh, the Omer Rabbi Zera. But this mimer of Rabbi Zera, which is Ein Kinuach Pe Ela Bipat, that the only din of Kinuach is to use bread, to chew bread. So now there's nobody that's Nogea except Beit Shammai. It's very strange that somebody should be giving a practical application of the Halacha Libet Beit Shammai. Because if we're learning that Beit Hillel means only Hadacha, so what's the business of Kinuach at all for? So that can't be true. I mean, obviously, Rabbi Zera knew that there was a din of Kinuach HaLibet HaBeit Hillel also.
This is after eating the basar with the oath.
Yeah.
After
eating cheese. Yeah, we said, either we're going to get more into detail about whether it's enough to just between basar and gvina, but between gvina and basar we're talking. We'll see. We're still in the middle of the sugya. Right now, we weren't machalic between one and the other. Later, the Gemara is going to be medactic. Today, which word came first? And according to that, we'll determine what we're talking about. So therefore, it's got to be that when Beit Shammai said mekaneach, it must mean, Beit Shammai omri mekaneach velo boi mediach, he means kinuach is sufficient. You don't need to have any liquid. Whereas Beit Hillel would be saying, no, that's not so. Get rid of that liquid. You need the liquid too. And therefore, Beit Hillel would be made that we need to define kinuach, which is what Rabbi Zera did. He defined kinuach as bepat. But then that would be a problem, because then Beit Shammai would be going lakula, because he would be saying you don't need to have any liquid, and Beit Hillel would be going lakhurma, because he would be saying besides the kinuach, by chewing on something, you also need to wash out your mouth. So then, havile mikula Beit Shammai, umichumre Beit Hillel. And the problem is that this does not occur in the list in Idiot of Chumre Beit Hillel. So why not? So obviously, if it doesn't appear in that list, our understanding is wrong. It must be that wasn't the Machlokes. Then there's only one other possibility, which is that Beit Shammai is saying Mekaneach and also Mediach. And Beit Hillel was saying Mediach, Vuhu Adin, the Mekaneach. Basically, they weren't arguing. Each one was pointing out one element. So, Mar Amar Chada, Vamar Amar Chada. Velopligen. It wasn't really a machloket at all. That way Rebbe Zera was going, I'll leave it at Kulei Alma, and there was never a problem.
Could it be that one was saying you do this first and then, or?
No. Yeah, they're pointing out on just that you shouldn't think that you'll get away with that. Gufa, let me understand Rebbe Zera. Omer Rebbe Zera in Kinoach HaPe'elabapat. I mean, very often, the kind of pot that you would eat does not do a very good job at kinuach, and therefore the Gemara wants to make it clear what we're talking about. When we're talking about pot over here, we're talking about hanemile b'dechit, abel b'desari. First of all, let's talk about what type of bread we're talking about. We're talking about wheat bread. We're not talking about other types of bread, barley bread. It would not be included because those breads fall apart very quickly, and therefore they don't really grab anything that's on the palate because they crumble. And sorim is crumbly bread. Not only that, even chitim, if you have chitim that is nami lo arma ela bikarira, it's only if it's already cooled down and it's not straight out of the oven. Avo bichamima, there you got another problem. You have the opposite problem. What happens over there is that it's mishtashtori. What it does is it sticks. So it gets, it's still very sticky. So you can have a whole clump of bread that's stuck to the palate. And it's not going to clean anything off. So you basically need a bread that holds together, but that isn't sticky. And that way, if it holds together, it will absorb little bits of cheese that were on the palate. And then when you swallow it, there's nothing left in your mouth. So that would be the kinuach. I don't know. Why don't we experiment a little bit? Yeah. Open up your mouth. Let's bring some of the Grillo on the one hand. And furthermore, hani mili birachicha. This is only where you're talking about a soft bread. But akusha, if it's very tough bread, so then it's the same problem that the sour bread has. It generally crumbles.
We're not considered like what kind of cheese it is either.
No, this is the truth is that the issue of what kind of cheese is brought really by the Ramah, it's brought later that we need to be machalik between different kind of cheese, and we'll get into that. The Hilchata, Halacha L'Maaseh, none of this is true. We're not makbid on all of this. Bechol mili havi kinuach, we really are pretty light on what we call kinuach. The only thing that wouldn't be kinuach at all is, I mean, plain kemach. I mean, obviously, it's like a glue. It just forms a glue on the top of your mouth. Same thing is true of dates. They are so sticky that they're really not going to clean out anything. They're just going to get stuck to your palate. And yarka, yirakot, they are just, they're too soft, and they just, you know, they go straight out. They don't absorb anything necessarily. You can eat yirakot, still find everything left in your mouth. So that's not considered to be kinuach. But otherwise, we makbid on all of this, whether it's this type of pot, that kind of pot, or mezainas, or whatever, anything is okay. Boy minei revasim Rebbe Yochanan. Kama yishe bein basar legvina. Now, and yet for the first time, we're going to start looking at, first of all, the order. And bein basar legvina. Initially, we haven't been makbid on order. Okay, so like when I was at Ofu Gvina Nefa Bafikor means in any direction. So initially, the words Bein Basar LeGvina meant in either direction, or it could mean even Gvina and Basar, which he took it to mean. Omar Levelo Kuma, you don't have to wait at all. You just wash out your mouth, as we said. Is that true though? Ba'amar Avista Achal Basar Asur Lechol Gvina, Gvina Mutar Lechol Basar. If you ate meat, you can't follow it even with a kinuach. You can't follow it with eating gvina. If you ate gvina, then you can follow that with eating meat. Therefore, we need to be a little bit more careful. The question as asked was actually, kama yishev ben gvina labasar? How much time do you need to wait between eating milchiks and meat? And on that he answered, galoklom. But he was not referring to a case where you ate meat first. And now let's take a look. What is the din when you eat meat first? Gufa. Omer chista b'chal basar asur le'achol gvina. If you ate first meat, then you cannot eat gvina. As we just said, If you ate vinafras, then you can eat meat. Now, the question is, when we say you can eat meat, does that include even though there are still strands of meat that are in your mouth? And the point over here is that if you wait long enough, that is not considered to be meat any longer, because it doesn't have any taste, and you don't need to be makpid on that. So, Omar le Rav Acha bar Yosef Rav Chisan, how about if there's actual meat that is stuck between his teeth? Is that called meat? Basar shebein hashinayim mahu, korei alei, he said to him the following pasuk, habasar odeno ben shinayim. Can't get it any clearer than that. It's called basar when it was still between their teeth.
Slav.
By the slav. Omar marukva ana lahamil tachala bar chamra legabe ava. You know, I want you to know that as far as this is concerned, I mean, you compare me to my dad. My dad's like fine wine and I'm like vinegar. You know, because Abba, when he would eat basar, kabiyoko bisra ha'idna, let's say we'd eat at this time, 12 o'clock today. He would eat basar. He would only eat 24 hours later, like the same time, the next day. Whereas as far as I am concerned, listen, thank your lucky stars, but if we have a 24 hour, forget it.
I mean,
Vilo Anna, you know, I really take it easy on this. I mean, I don't eat in the same su'udah. So, Bahas Udata Udalo Achiona. But the Su'udata Achrita Achiona. When it comes to another Su'udah, I do eat. Now you see from here a very amazing thing. I mean, obviously, if he held that he was bigger, I said, well, what's the big deal to accept his father's minhag and to be a mensch? Right? See, there's a Meridik about, I mean, that's a Davar Parshat, but it's nice to know that the Baal Shem Tov says it. It's clear, I mean, the truth is the Baal Shem speaks about it a great way. To take on a chumrah where it has no real meaning to you. It's not that you feel anything about it. It's really stupid. So what it does is it's mekalkal. It's not, you can't take on a chumrah. Anything that is midat chasidud is specifically against the halach. That's the point. The halach allows you this. Well, who are you now? Oh, you need to be more machmir. You're holier. So if it's something that makes sense to you, you're nifshal in something because of it, you need to be machmir on yourself, or your level of sensitivity is so high that something troubles you, mele, for yourself you could do it, but to accept a chumrah like this from somebody else, it's ridiculous. So mele, he can still say, in terms of my level of ruchnias, to me it means nothing. It's idiotic to wait another day. I'm like vinegar. I don't have sensitivity to that kind of thing, but I can't artificially create sensitivity. The most amazing thing, though, is the next piece, which is Haflav a fella, which is, it seems to be the same issue, but it touches on an entirely different thing, which also the Baal Shem Tov points out. Omar Shmuel, I'll give you an example of something that I'm like vinegar, where dad is like fine wine. So, Anala Milta Chalabar Chan Lagabi Abba. The Ilu Abba Havasayar Nichse Tre Zimni Biyuma. My father used to go over all of his property 2 times a day. And I only check my property 1 time a day. Shmuel, Taime, this is Shmuel's Shita. The Amar Shmuel, man desayer nirsei ko yuma mishkach istira. Somebody who takes care to look over all of his property every single day, in the end, he finds something valuable. Meaning that he's going to end up saving himself some expenses in the end. Now, Abaye, Havisir Nichseko Yuma Vyum, Abaye took this advice and he used to check his property every single day. And one day he drives by and he sees the artist that works for him is carefully packing up pieces of firewood, which of course he intended to steal, the Dari Patra de Upe. Omar Leis Abaye says, really, where are you heading? Oh, I was heading over to your house. Omar Leis Abaye, Omar Leis, sorry, buddy. Kvarkad Mucha Rabbana. The rabbis have been there first. They already warned me to make sure I check the property. Rav Asi, Havi Yisrael Nirse Koyuman. Rav Asi, he used to check his property every day. After a couple of years of this, he says, you know, Hekanino Kohana Yustiri Dimashmo. I don't know. Where's all of these coins I'm supposed to be finding? So far, it's just costing me money. I don't know. You know, I trust Shmuel, but I'm getting a little nervous about this. Yom HaKod, one day he comes, and he calls it Chinur Labat Kabari. He sees an exploded water pipe in his field, which, if it would continue to flow, it would have flooded out everything that he had planted, destroyed all of his things. Shakli Leglimi, so he takes his own coat and he ties it over the break in the pipe in Karche. Otve Begavan, he sits on it. Couldn't, it wasn't enough pressure for it to just hold the water in. He sits on it and he shouts for help. Roma Kala and other people come along. Otu Inner Sokru, and they dam it up and they fix it. Omar says, oh, there you go. All in one shot. Ashkechtina Lekuli, Steer the Marshmallow. I just found all of those coins all in one day. It's a year. This is a Pella Numela. You're saying you're not on a Madriga of keeping the next day 24 hours between Fleshix and Milchix. But I mean, this is to be an intelligent businessman. I mean, his father's giving him twice a day. So why didn't he do it twice a day? Predictions that are all. Otherwise, if he held that that's the right way to do it.
Maybe he had half the amount of profit.
Look, if he would have caught the pipe 6 hours earlier, it was his.
True.
It
may have been that last
why didn't he do it twice a day? It's exactly the same thing. You're going to be machmir on your business practices, and you're in a madrega where you look at it mechanically, you'll end up being pegea in your darga of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you start thinking, okay, so the more I put into it, I'm like, come off it, man. So you don't go two times a day. You go one time a day. How much status do you need? So somebody who is mutbak takarish boruch, that's why he's saying, my father was mamir shechosin. So for him, he felt that this was his avodah, this was his status, this is his kesher takarish boruch. The more he puts in, the closer he feels. If I would do that, I would end up taking care of my things and forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamela, it's not an Indian to go beyond what a normal Ishtadlis would be. But it's fascinating. Both in Yanim, the Gemara puts them Amish side by side to call them Bchala, which is, I mean, really, you don't think usually that there's an Indian of Avedis Hashem in the checking your property, going over your bank account. Is not true. It's exactly the same thing. The investment is an investment, Kulay, of Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your involvement in love and living. That's what it's all about. Come on, man. What, you think he wasn't going around with an MP3 player listening to Daf Yomi? What's the matter with you?
What about the
Baruch Hatra? Poor Avram Avinu never had a chance to learn either, you know.
People coming and going.
One second, it's kedai to address this issue in which people think that learning consists of sitting with a book open in front of you. You get to a point in your life, which I hope is rather obvious, in which whatever it is you're being Isaac in is always involved in some darga of learning something, of understanding something. But you don't need to be sitting with an open book necessarily. No, so today they use MP3 players.
Was a big merchant of wine.
Beer.
We say it twice a day.
He doesn't listen. He has a question. The only answer he accepts is alien. And he doesn't know how to deal with it. So he's quiet.
Sure.
That's what destroys today's Jews.
I think part of the balance
of
the
Neri Yisrael
that I went to.
Yeah, that's not the
Neri Yisrael. This is true. Include that in my statement that Rav Lumen Zatzal would say this tomorrow and say that you're not allowed to say economy is
succeeding. Oh,
that's part of it. I don't remember if he was going to both Shem Tov or Alter.
No. Listen, he had the old Lubavitcher days, you know. His family was Lubavitcher.
Well, he said this line about himself. I'm not in my father's madriga. He can sleep in the sukkah until his beard froze. I can't do it.
It's stuck in our joke, my friends. That's all. we would find him in the morning covered with snow.
Cleveland is like the Alpha High. Mom.
Yeah.
Needed gloves.
Huh?
Beer.
I told you, he's still on the first thing. He doesn't let go.
It was day
beer. Omer Avidi Barav and Omer Avitzik Barashiyan. Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. The Achronim Chova. Chova is more chomer than mitzvah. It's unavoidable. So this is clearly a Maim Rishonim. In other words, it's a washing for Malkin, not that you'd be eating. Achronim is Maim Achronim. So we ask on this mitzvah, Maim Rishonim V'Achronim Chova, Emtzayim are mitam nikiyut, between various dishes, a finger dish to dip your fingers in. That's rishus. So, but here it says that they're chovah. So, and you said that only mayim achronim is chovah. Mayim rishonim is only mitzvah. Yes, but that's because we put in rishus. In other words, we have three dargas. So mitzvah relative to rishut is called a chovah because it's unavoidable in a different darga.
The mitzvah.
Yeah.
This is rishut. Mayim rishonim is which.
Is a mitzvah. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah.
It's washing for bread like
we were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gufa. Let's get this straight over here. Mayim Rishonim ve'achronim chova emtsayim rishos. Now let's read the whole bright. Rishonim, that you can pour out the water that you're using for washing on bread, whether you pour it into a kli or whether you just let the water drop onto the ground. Not lean bein bekli bein agabi karka, but the mayim achronim you're not allowed to pour it out on the ground. Ein not lean elabikli, you can only let it drip into a container. Or some say slightly different. Some say you cannot wash on the ground. I didn't say the words. You need a container. Vayim la ein not lean agabi karka. I mean, is there a difference? Like, sure, there's a difference. So let's say you put up a little area where the water will be absorbed by pieces of wood, small pieces of wood, and so it won't just drip out. So if you learn it has to be into a kli, that's not a kli. If the only point is to avoid letting it drop on the ground itself, it's not going to be on the ground. Mayim rishonim, to wash for netilat yadayim, you can use hot water, you can use cold water, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonim. Achronim ain not lin ela bitzonin. However, mayim achronim has to be cold. Bibne shechamim mifa'afim et hayadayim ve'in ma'avirin et hazoama. Because if you use hot water, what it does is it softens your skin and it softens the oil deposit, and the oil is actually absorbed by the skin. It doesn't take it off as fully. Mayim rishonim, I want to get this straight. Mayim Rishonim, you're saying, can be notlin bein b'chamin bein b'tzone. When you say b'chamin, could it be even like boiling hot water? That you're allowed to wash the tilat yadayim? On Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, on Rav Yanai, no. Lo shona lo she'in ayat soledet. Because if you got, I mean, forget about the issue. For sure, there's no problem of the zuama issue, but there is a problem of having a shame mayim. Shame mayim requires that it's something that is used for washing. When it's boiling hot and you pull your hands out of it when you put it, that's no longer called the mayim that Chazal ur mitaken for netila. Havoyat, so let it be einot lim bam. Now the mayim, so we don't paskin like this. We paskin like the second lashon. Ve'ikin amat nila seifa. Some learn this on the second part of the braita, which says, Acharonim einot lim ela bitzonim. You cannot use chamin, because chamin locus, as we said, it softens the hands. It's mifa'afeh. And on that they have, Amrav Yitzvah Yosef, Amrav Yane, when we say that you cannot use hot water, we don't mean you cannot use hot water of 50 degrees, but you cannot use water that Ayad Soledet Ben Mirzem, I actually say 50 degrees also called Ayad Soledet Ben, it's a big one. Well, in Ayad Soledet Ben Notlin, it's okay to use very warm water for Mayim Acharonim, as long as it's not so hot that you'll pull your hands out of it. But that would imply that the Rishonim doesn't matter at all. Afapishayat Soledet Ben, it's also Mutar, and they don't lose the shame mime. If you can take it, so far it's a take, pour it over quickly and shake your hands. But it doesn't lose the shame mime, and that's how we pass it. I mean, there are those who are machmir, but Miyagra didn't, that's okay. No. There are those who say to be machmir, but lamaisa, the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, baskets of the ikers, or years like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's okay to use even mayim that the Yatzur let it wear. Only mayim acharonim not. Yeah, big chiddush.
Yeah. Once it's cooled down. It's
that's for sure. It's not a din that have lost the shein mayim, that's for sure. It's its current state. Now, getting on to this Rishus business, Emtsayim Rishut. Amar Nachman, when you say Emtsayim Rishut, I mean, we're talking about where the purposes are Nikiyut. So, Loshano Ela Bein Tafshil Tafshil. You're going to clean your hands between one type of kugel and another type of cholent. It's all fleshics, all milchics. That's for sure Rishut. But if you're cleaning your hands between a tafshil and gvina, so in other words, you have over here a difference between fleishiks and milchiks, then it's a chovah, because it's part of what we saw earlier, that you need to make sure you don't have any deposits on your hand. Omer, if you're the brother of Yechia, mipnei ma amru mayim acharonim chovah, what's the big deal about this mayim acharonim? That it should be more indispensable than mayim rishonim. Saying that it's kedega, that's just the mitzvah, this is a chovah. The reason is, shemelach sedomit yesh, it's a certain type of salt, which is a tiny percentage of the salt that you would actually mine. But that tiny percentage is mesameh ta'inayim. Om rabbi, umishtakach kikurta bekura. Look, you'll find one part in 100 million of this stuff. But because of that, Chazal were machmer that you shouldn't cause yourself blindness, chas v'shalom. And since when you eat, your hands absorb this, and there's a deposit on your hand that sticks. It's not just touching salt. So there, you're going to have to be machmer.
Dr. Elman, you know that?
Yeah, from learning the Gemara previously.
Says what I didn't hear.
But then the
Kitzur
Shulchan Aruch
says. Well, so does the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Omrim. Omar Le Ravach, Rei the Rav, Le Ravashi, how about Kol Milchamai? How about if you just measure salt? So you don't have anything sticky on your hands. So are we saying that this ingredient, this chemical itself sticks on your hands, and the only reason we're doing it Bishas Achila is because that's when you use salt? But then if you measure salt, so for sure you should have to do the same thing. Or is it a function of the mixture with the food that allows it to stick to your hand, and then you have to take it off? Omale Lomi Boy. Translation and Uncle Art.
Also, I think there's no question.
No question whatsoever.
Right.
Don't even ask.
Right.
Maybe it means you don't need it.
Right.
What
hesed do the
Yekas
have? What?
What hesed
do the
Yekas
have? I'm not using my
Mechorani. That it's not Nimsa, meaning. That Melach Sedomit is not found with us anymore. Yeah. Certainly, I mean, German salt, you're going to be Chaisha, should have any type of impurity in it.
But they're not, they didn't have separate salt shakers for
places in Melach, because it's not salt shakers. It's because it started with putting your fingers, dipping your fingers into the salt, which was the standard way of using salt. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. People stick their hands into the same thing. That is a little bit outrageous for anybody, you know? It was very common. You keep a little open salt on the table. You put your fingers in there with meat. You put your fingers in there with egg. You put terrible.
Cheese, fish. It's good because they wash their hands.
This is this.
Yes, sir.
Omer Abaye. You know, I used to think, Mireish Abamina, Hadilo Mashu Maya Batray Al Ar. I used to think the reason you don't wash Mayim Afronim on the ground, they make such a big stink about it, that you have to make sure that it goes into the clay. I thought that that was just, you know, menschlich. I mean, it's disgusting. You use it to wash off the filth on your fingers. You're going to let it sit on the floor here. And that's not nice. But then I discovered that it's more than that. It's because when it's on the ground, it gets a presence of a ruach ra'ah, and we don't want to encourage such presences. The Omer Abaye.
So on the table it's not?
We're machmir to take it off the table.
Very good. The question is how to read it. How to read it? Is it mishum deshaya ruach ra'ah, some learn, only when it's exposed to the ground? Or since ruach ra'ah is shaya layer, you don't want that on the ground. You have to be able to control it and throw it out. But lamaisa, that could be two lashanis also. In other words, I can't do anything about it on the ground, but the kisma I would be able to get rid of. That would be another way of learning the previous sugya. It's two different ways of learning. Lamaisa, we're ma'atim on it to take it off of the table because it is. V'yomer Abaye, another thing I used to make a mistake about, I used to think, and Mireish Avamina, I was always taught that you're not allowed to take something off of a table when people are holding their cups and drinking. I always used to think the reason for that was that you might be taking off this guy's favorite dessert, and as he's drinking, he'll go, back, and that's the end of him. So, Mamela, in order to avoid that, so Shema Ye'era Devar Kelkala Bisuda, maybe something terrible will happen. I will choke to death because you're taking away his dessert. That's what I thought. Then I found out, oh my Limar, that's not the point. It's Mishum Dekoshi L'Ruach Tzroda. It's because it causes migraines. Well, migraines. It's a magic migraine. It's a ruach tzroda. Actually, it's a very interesting Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says tzroda comes from the lashon of etzpa tzroda,
yeah.
In Yuma. He says it's bad for arthritis. That's the point. So does it affect the joints in your fingers?
That somebody's going to take my dessert while I'm drinking?
Yeah, but he also says that nowadays, these shadim have already, you know, they've already moved out. So we don't have to worry too much about this, yeah.
That's what they say, you shouldn't drink and drive because you might spill your drink.
Oh. Mireish Avamina. Good, good. Velo Amra, now, since the Inyan over here is because of this Ruach, it's not because of our concern for this guy's choking, so then that gives us different Hagadaras, because Lo Amra the Shaka Velo Mahadir. There's only a problem over here if you don't put back what you took. But Mishka Vadure, there's no Akpara on Letlanda. Furthermore, Lo Amra Lo Chutz Li Arba Amot, Avotok Arba Amot, Letlanba, it's also a din of wear. It's all of this is magical, basically.
But how does a person know if he sees him?
And that's not looking at the person. That's just saying. It has nothing to do with his reaction. It has to do with the ruach that's waiting for this opportunity. See if somebody's dumb enough to not know that if somebody's about to drink and you remove something, you've just opened up the door to a landing of aliens. So, you know, you don't know that. I mean, this is... It's like a Harry Potter pick up a port, you know, and it turns out to be. So Lo Amra Lamidit Tzarek Lisuda. That's also only something that is part of the Suda. Avamidit Lo Tzarek Lisuda. We don't have a worry about something that's not related to the Suda itself. But when you say related to the Suda, Mar Bar Ravashi used to be makbid afilo asito buchman the tablet, even on a pepper grinder, he wouldn't remove from the table during the suda for this reason, because it's also called a mini tzrichel suda.
The wages of the
rain
is quite
You don't know which ruach is paying their salary, but it sure ain't the catering call.
They want to go home.
That's a very good point. Gotta print out this Gemara and hand it out to the waiter. V'yomer Abayim, Abaye said another thing. I used to think that the reason we sweep the floor very quickly after a suvada, the kanchi nashvara, is mishon man kirut. I can imagine asking, but I used to think people should be clean. But amarli mar, then I found out that it's mishum de koshi laniyuta. If you leave crumbs around, you can become poor. And ahu gavra.
Same thing about gathering crumbs?
Yeah, gathering them together. Make sure that they're not stepped over. So there was a guy, actually, that the tsar of Aniyut really appreciated that home. And he was dying to move in there. Turned the guy into a poverty-stricken poor man. And he was just waiting for his opportunity. So Avimahadir le Sarada Aniyuto Velo Havi Yochale, and he never could move in there. The Kazar Nashvara Tuva, the guy was so totally mocked on crumbs. And he's sitting and he's, oh, I tell this to my wife all the time. It's not Chas V'Sholem, but I want you to clean the floor. It's just, we don't want to be poor. She doesn't buy it.
No, they want to clean the floor.
Yeah, but it's true. Always the dirtiest neighbors are the poorest neighbors.
Yeah, that's for sure. The question is, what comes first? So anyway, this guy is very makbid on Hashvara. One day he sees him. Yumachat Karach Lifta Yivli. He sees he's eating a sandwich on some grass. He figures that's it. He's never going to be able to get the crumbs out from between the grass. This way, people are going to step on the grass. I got him. Okay. He finishes.
It's not to your home. It's anywhere you are.
Well, it could be that he had it there. Omar Hashtavad Enofo Beadai. Ho, 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 ho. Anyway, Basadach, after he finishes eating, he brings a shovel, digs up the entire thing, pours the whole thing into the river. So, Ayate Mara, Akrino Leivli, he actually tears up the ground, puts it into a river, Shadino Nara, and he hears a voice saying, damn! By the afke, I got from his bait. I can't believe it. The guy's throwing me out of the house. Wait.
So it's not. I always thought it was the person that stepped on it was the problem.
No.
The person leaves the crumbs.
The person leaves it. Yeah. Omer Abaye. Mireish.
Gathering crumbs and eating it in your
life. Not eating them. No. Oh, those who actually eat them. Save them and eat them.
Well,
it's probably even more.
Gathering crumbs to show that you care and not.
I don't know. Omer Abaye, I used to think Meresha Avamina Haidalai Shati Ufya, the reason that we don't drink the head, but actually this head that comes even, in other words, it really means foam. You pour, wine also has a. It's not only air bubbles because it includes
froth.
It includes froth that comes from. Leftover, everything really has it, unless it's completely clean. So I used to think that the reason we don't drink the foam, or the froth, that's a better word, thank you, is mishum miyasuta. It's because it's not clean and it's not nice. Omar li mar, that's not why. It's because it causes allergies. Mishum dekoshi lecharse. And mishtaya, if you drink it, so that's bad for allergies. Kosher lecharse. If you blow it off, that's terrible. That's kosher lecharse. I mean, you'd rather have some dripping nose than have a problem with your head. But I'll tell you. But you think that? Sorry, I skipped one. Sorry, kosher lecharse. So mishtaya kosher lecharse. Min po pe kosher lecharse. But you think that you can blow it off. No, that makes you poor, you see. So, mitchaya kashi le'aniyute. There's only one thing to do. Learn patience. Mai takane lishkayeshke. Let it just settle. Okay? Now, if you...
Learn how to pour.
Yeah. That would help too,
Pour down the side of the glass.
Lecharsim v'chamras. Now, if you ended up drinking some of this froth from wine, there's always a solution. You could drink beer, not the froth, the beer. Now, if you drank the froth of the beer, there's also a solution, which is water. But if you drank the froth of water, you're finito. Because maya letle takanta, which is why people say the poor get poorer. Because the poor guy only has water. If he ends up drinking that, so the only thing that if you blew, what's he going to do? Blow it off, it's going to end up becoming even more poor. I also had another misconception. I used to think, the reason you don't take a vegetable by tearing open the package of carrots and eating it straight out of the... This is what the yarko, what the vegetable man, what he ties up in a little container. So the reason you don't do that is because it just looks like it's a low class. Mirsikaraftanuta looks like you can't wait to put it into a proper plate and eat like a mancha. I just thought it looks like you're a little bit over hungry. Omar limar, and then my Rebbe tells me it's mishum dekosher l'kshafim. It's because you make yourself vulnerable to kishav. Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna once were going on a ferry boat, davika azle ba'arba. So there was this matronita, it was this goyish woman, who says, hold on, don't leave, otron ba'adayichu, I want to come in. They didn't want her. Lo etvua. They gunned the motors. Omra milta, so she says some kind of incantation. Asar to liarba, and the boat doesn't move. Omru inu milta, so they say another thing, and they let the boat move. The question whether what they said was kishuv, and which Rashi suggests maybe it was mutter to be matzu yourself from kishuv, anti kishuv, you know. Or some say that he brings, exactly, that's the shaila. I mean, a graduate from Harvard is trying to save himself from kishuv, from these, you know, these horrible schools. I mean, that lechayer should be mutter, no? Some Rashi says, some say it was a shame. It was a shame of Hashem that they used. But he says, it's not backward to the Yetzir. Truth is, it's a machlokes, whether you're allowed to, whether it's considered to be Av Yisrael or Av Eidah Zorah, which case you can't use it even to save yourself. And they let it go. Omralo, so she says, yes, Marty's, my Avid Lechur, I had nothing I could do against you guys. You've got too many good things that you know. First of all, lo mikaneach lechu b'chaspa. You never use broken pieces of cheres in the bathroom to wipe yourselves with. Velo kote lechu kina amanaichu. You're also makbid never to crush a louse on your clothing. And lo ach lechu yarka mikisa diasar gan, you know, you never eat carrots out of a bag that you ripped open. Nothing I can do. The Omer Abaye, Mirei Shav Amina, another thing I used to think, that I do luckily ark of nafal atakas, you have like a veggie salad, and a piece of vegetable falls out on the table. So I know that nobody eats it. I used to think it was Mishum Misuta, it's not clean. I mean, you can take out a clean bowl and now touch the surface of the table, is it this clean? But then, Omer Limar, it's not because of that. It's bad for halitosis. It's Mishum Lekoshel Reach HaPeh. The Omer Abba, you imagine a Colgate advertisement. See a guy eating from an actual pizza. And then it says, use Colgate. No, with Gardol, you don't have to even worry about it. It's as if it never touched the table. The Omer Abba, Mireish Avamina. There's another thing I used to think. You imagine how silly I was. Don't sit under a sewer pipe because you might get dirty. Now, how did I think that? So, Heidelo Yatvi Tute Marziva, it's actually Marziva, people around here. It's always part of the dangers of walking down the street. Somebody's going to sponge it.
Exactly.
Very, very nogea.
Yesterday, I was spraying.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It comes right on your head.
The people who weren't laughing at this are people who have actually been affected by it.
So, in America, I don't think they know what you're talking about. I used to think that's why you didn't walk under these things, you know? And then I found out that it was Mishum Kshofim. Where am I? Oh, I'm sorry, Mishum Shofim. Omar Limar, it's not because of this pouring water. It's because Mazikin and their Shadim live in that area.
In the water?
No, right under the Marzev. That's their favorite place, because people generally stay away from it.
Got it sniping.
Where does it say that?
It's in the Snagel.
Where does it say that? The Jews don't have these problems. That's the Otota Shamayim. That's if you're on a Madrega. It doesn't mean it doesn't affect you. Anyway, that's what I was told. Now, there was an actual Maisa. A couple of movers were hired to move some wine. So they were Daru Chavita de Chana. They're carrying this big, heavy barrel. Boy, they want to rest for a minute. Oh, boy, big mistake. Udvu tuti marziva. They put down.
Achim tuti.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. That's right. That's the big movie.
They're exterminated.
So.
Everything.
Machers. So tuti put it down underneath the marziva. And it explodes. Paka. They were absolutely furious and they decided to sue the Shaden. What kind of business is this?
You should sue the movers.
No, the movers. So, Otto Lakami, the Marbaravashi. So, they came to Marbaravashi to issue a court order against the Shadim. Ofik Shipure, so he goes out with the shofarot and he puts them at the Cherem until they come to court. So, Ofik Shipure Shamte, okay, so they show up in court. Otto Lakami. So, he says to the Shade over here, he says, well, why'd you do that? Am I Tavid Ofik? I'm like, well, what do you expect me to do? They stuck that barrel right in my ear. If they stick a barrel in your ear, what would you do? Of course it exploded. Omar Leis, Marbar Avash said, excuse me. What were you doing in the middle of Rosh Hashanah? These guys were carrying a barrel, but they're supposed to know that your ear is there. And you're the one who's, it's your fault. Atu the Shanik, you were the one who were Mishana, and Allah is, and the one who's Mishana has to pay. Zil Shalim, go pay. Omar Le, so he said, okay, so I need a certain amount of time to get the money together. So Hashtanami, you know, we don't exactly have bank accounts, so Hashtanami, Likvilimar, Zimna, give me a little bit of time to collect the money. The Ephron, I'll pay. Kovale Zimna. So he tells him, okay, he gives him a date, he has to pay by. The date comes and goes and the Shade doesn't show up. So Kimata Zinna Iakiv. Anyway, he finally came late. So Kiata, Omarle, what are you doing late? Amailo Atita Bismancha, why don't you come at the time that I was kovia for you? Omarle, look, where am I supposed to get money from? Kol mili detzayer v'chotim v'chayel u'moni let lan rushut u'lumishkamani. We don't have the rushus to just go around collecting things. Anything which is sealed or anything that's been measured, anything that's been counted, we can't take it. So I need to run around. I got to find something that's hefker. You think it's so easy that it's counted? Or it's
clearly not hefker.
Clearly not hefker. So we can't even look at it. But it takes me a long time to collect. Another thing I used to think.
About an honest shade.
Omar Abai. No, he has no shoes, man. Yomar by Mireshav Amina, I the shoddy Maya Mipuma the Chatzva. I used to think when you go to the river, you collect water, you always pour off the top. Now, I used to think that that's because there's always little pieces of twigs and junk that float up to the top. Silly me. Amar Limar Mishum the Ika Mayim Haraim. There's these magic bad waters. And bad waters you can't see, but they have bad ruchais on them, you know. And you got to pour that out. So, and there was once a case by a shade that Rav Papa used to keep in his employ to do these kind of things. This was the same problem. A house elf, exactly the same problem that they, you know, all these stories with the Maral's little creation out there was also always used to collect water. There was always problems on the old folk tales. Anyway, so Rav Papa sends this bar shida, and as a youngster, you know, so Ozalatuye Maya Minahara, he sends him to bring water from the river. It's taken him forever. Yaakov. So, and when he finally arrives, what took you so long? Amaya Kafta, Amar Lahu. I had to wait. Adachafi Maya Maraim. There was a lot. You know, you guys don't see this stuff. I mean, humans are pretty dumb. I wasn't going to bring you that kind of stuff. Anyway, meanwhile, he sees them in the kitchen. They're pouring off the top of the barrel that he brought. So he lied. So Kazan of the Kashan of Mai said, oh, he said, I didn't know you're smart. If I would have known that you guys. But I think we should go over, now that we've sort of gone through the Sugya more, we should go over a little bit of the issues that we dealt with yesterday as well, once we get into the halachas of the Sugya. So let's talk about the idea of this Boser, Gvina, Ov, Chaya, and so on and so forth. Where does this all come from? How long do you have to wait between the two? What's the various shitas? This is kedai to discuss, even though halacha lamaisa, unfortunately, you know, as usual, there ain't much that the Sugya is going to tell you halacha lamaisa. But Mi'ikar, there's two basic approaches to what the whole problem is of eating Gvina after bus. One is the approach of the Rambam. The Rambam looks at the Sugya, in which the first thing that the Sugya asks was, what's the din of Basar ben Ashinayim? Man, we bring a raya from our Basar Otenu ben Shinayim. He understands that that's a reason. It's not an agav issue. The reason that we are geyser to wait until the next Sugya, which of course is the next meal, which is the whole Sugya that comes, is because of Basar ben Ashinayim. So in other words, of course, everybody shouts at the Rambam. What do you mean it's Basar ben Ashinayim? So then, how do you know it's only 6 hours? Because the mashmaut is that according to him, after the 6 hours, it no longer is called basar, because now it's mitparek, and it's no longer has any tom. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to, any deposits ben Ashinayim are not in the game. Oh, then that's a big question. 1 second. So according, so they ask, how does it, it just says it's basar ben Ashinayim. Obviously, if you look at the pasuk, the answer is obvious, right? That it's a basar odenu ben shimeim means that it was just eaten. That's the point. It wasn't time for another sukkah. And that's the midrashim say that clearly. That they didn't have, even have a chance to eat it because I is a basar ben. The first bite they took, they dropped dead. I mean, that's the whole point of the pasuk. So the Rambam understands that to mean that this is the reason that we wait until the next. Everybody else understands that. No, if you have Basar ben Shinayim, even if you wait, it wouldn't be any good. You have to get rid of Basar ben Shinayim. Now, because of that, they come up with, so according to the Rambam, you can't remove Basar ben Shinayim. Because otherwise, why do you have to wait until the next Suda? Now, that's the bottom. There's really no indication of that in the Rambam at all. Because the Rambam only talks about the Kinuach and Hadocha. When you're talking about flossing and so on, that's not kinua. That's called nikur.
Exactly.
We actually go to... So the truth is, the Mashmut of the Rambam, who never discusses more than that, is that if you would actually take out the bus of Ben Ashinayim, that there wouldn't be a din of waiting at all. I'm saying it's theoretically, it's not that din. It's so that we paskin like this anyway. The other approach is the approach of just about everybody else, is the way the Torah brings it, is that basar, when eaten, is moshech tam. In other words, you keep having this taste of meat in your mouth for a long time, and that taste is what we're makbid on. According to which, if you would take a piece of meat, chew it up in order to feed the baby birds, so then it would not be a problem, because you didn't eat the meat.
And spit it out.
Yeah. And according to Rambam, that would be another nafkamina law. According to the Rambam, if you chewed it, so then you have a problem. According to the Tur, if you chewed it, you don't have a problem. Only if you swallow it. And vice versa. According to Rambam, if you didn't chew it, you'd swallowed it, there was never any chewing, it would be okay. Now, this would also mean that a te'ima, and not an achila, was not included in this there. So say a woman wants to taste something, to see whether it needs salt or whatever, and she's cooking. Did I not press this? So in that case, it would still be considered, it would not be considered to be having eaten meat.
Red light was on before.
Ran out of memory, of course. So something always is a problem.
Is it? Better that than us.
That happened a long time ago. Oh, well, I've got to get to this. Just to taste it, not actually eat. Some say even if she swallows. Okay, you're not flesh. She's not flesh. Okay. All right. So obviously we end up being machmer both directions. Obviously, so if there's actually basar ben hashiraim, you should get rid of the basar ben hashiraim. This then is considered to be the shear from one siddha to another. But what is the shear of one siddha to another? Another machlekes rishayim. So according to Baalei HaTosfos and many other rishayim, it means literally siddha. You take off your tablecloth, you say Birkat HaMazon, wash your hands, Midiyah HaPet, put on the tablecloth and start another soda, you can eat now milk after flaking. Doesn't matter how much time. So it's just a matter of doing a different soda. Others learn that a soda, including the Rambam, a soda means this man of a soda. But everybody is made of that you definitely need it to be a different soda. In other words, you can't just be sitting around the table all day long and, oh gosh, look at this, I guess it's time for lunch now. You know, or the bacon was good, I mean, the salami and eggs were good in the morning, and now we can have some milk. No, you still have to binge. You'd have to have a different, so as a matter of fact, there's a lot of discussion whether you're allowed to do that only in order to eat milk. You're really not allowed to, like some people do. Yes, brought by Laka. Okay. So we end up being machmir. The shaila is what is considered to be a standard difference between siddhas. That's where these different minhagim come from. And even those who have been ikra dinner paskening, like the Tosfos, say that it's good to have an hour in between. There should be just a skill. Okay. So these is very much minhagim issues, how long you're supposed to wait. Now, there's other questions. Is this true only about meat, or is it true even about chicken? Because we ended up saying that the chicken, and this is almost all the Rishonim, is that chicken is only Darabonim. And that's how they come out by Allah. Chicken is only Darabonim. We come out with all of these questions of Gezera le Gezera, and how makbid would we be for these various minhag. And this, not, but that's not possible. In other words, chicken would not be called
possible. Yeah,
and it doesn't. It's obviously.
What?
Oh, yeah, no, yes, but it's not called busser. It doesn't matter. You call busser doggy, it's also busser. But it's in the context, it's busser doggy. But that's true. It would still be called chicken, but chicken itself is not midirite. So now the question is, all of these halachas about washing your hands between one and the other. So there's various shitas here, Bichlal. Washing your hands, is it even between Gvina and Basar, only between Basar and Gvina. That's also a machlokas. Does cheese, is cheese considered to leave a deposit on your hands, or only Basar leaves a deposit on Visa cheese? Different shitas in that. Again, you know, we take lechumris, but it's not so pasha. There are many who hold that this Gemara about oath being nechal ba'atikaron is la'alocha. You don't even have to wash out your mouth. So there would be no problem of needing to be makbid on basar of oaf and gvina. Only all of these formers are on basar of behema. The other question is how far we... The reason that I bring it all up, even though in the standard situation it's not nogei halacha, it certainly is nogei halacha on a tziruf of issues. You know, in other words, if you're questioning, was there meat? Was there chicken in there? Obviously, there's much more pico on chicken. Or, what about the other issue? You cook something, but you don't eat. You cook it with meat, but you don't eat the meat. So you have a cholent. And you eat a potato from the cholent. You can come near the meat in the cholent. Does the potato make you fleshes? So again, mi'ikaratin, according to Moshitas, no. It's just that we end up, nochei la'akmer even on this, so fine, we're ma'akmer. Would we go so far as to say a cholent that only has chicken, that eating the potato is mechayev you to wait 6 hours? And that's so partial. So in other words, the question is how to be mitzarek, these various chumras, where each one may stand on its own in the particular situation. But to put together to be mam is a chumra on top of a chumra on top of a chumra, it's not so poshut. It's actual, but it's even the letters from Marami Rotenberg. I used to laugh at people or Macaulay, but then I realized it's really true. And it's not something that is so totally
cut and dried about how far to be machmer on all of these things, particularly things like te'ima bi'alma for a woman who's cooking and so on. And I'm sure I ate more than just te'ima. Mimela. So we end up, as usual, we end up because of the Ramah. Again, there was no hint. There was no hint in the Gemara that there's different types of gvinas, and that there's a gvina that you need to be machmer on, that it's also Moshe Tam. Well, that's also something. Why not? I mean, if Walter is, why shouldn't Vina? Yes, Vina ends up sticking
cheese.
More.
No, no, they
straight
cheese.
Wait, I'm trying to get there. So the Ramah brings that there are those who say, and that has become the Minah, that if you have a Vina that tastes, that's Boshech Tam itself, then you should be machmer also between gvina of that type of hard cheese and meat in the same way. Now again, there's many different sheets. What is called hard cheese according to that minute? Once again, so there are those that the way we paskin is, if it's a wormy cheese, many cheese have worms in them. They only get worms after a long time. So, and those are the higher quality cheeses. So, if it's turned already warm, or if it's 6 months, if it's already been aged for 6 months, and it's interesting that the names of the cheeses are brought by the Achrenim in Yiddish, of course, you know, the Schwitzari, the Hollander cheese. So, yeah, those cheeses, they're aged for a long time. That's the only type of cheese that the Ramah is being machmer on. Cheeses that are soft and that are easily brushed off and so on, that's not something to be
machmer on.
So as you see, there's mamish so many different levels of corners and minhagim in this, that it's really not all so cut and dried about every single situation. To put all the chumras together and think, my man.
That's what we do.
Some people do, but you know, you have to use your judgment.
You're saying that the Gemara is brought in terms of Vina Achar Basar, not Chalav Achar Basar. I understand the animal first being
a sheep. It's a generic for dairy
meal. But in other words, let's say a tafshil of Gemina. That definitely you don't have to be marked on. And nobody's marked on, again, because of the tziruf of chumras. Even if you want to be marked on a tafshil of basar, where you don't eat the basar, a tafshil of gvina is definitely considered to be soft and nobody's marked on. So that for sure, even if it was a hard cheese that was melted into something, and now it's part of all tafshil, then you don't have to be marked on. No, that's not a tafshil. A tafshil is where it's melted in a dish.
No, cream potatoes.
Yeah, that type of thing. No, pizza, you eat the actual cheese. Right, so that type of thing, that's an example of where already we wouldn't extend the chumra ad kedek. Is all hard?
Is it because of the the chemicals makes it as if it's hard.
I don't hear.
I didn't have hard cheese today.
Like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Since they give a fixed time, per se, fixed number of hours,
right.
Can we take into consideration things like that beef takes longer to digest than chicken?
No, the Rambam just brings that it's a sheshar.
He brings sheshars.
Yeah. Between suda and the suda. The end of one suda to another. The whole thing is a very loose shear between suda. So you take a standard time between shear. Okay, again, that's a different minhagim. How much to be marked?
More like as the morning meal to the evening.
What do I usually talk about? You have my old notes.
Tanya, Beit Shammai Omrim Mikaneach, u Beit Hillel Omrim Mediach. My mekanech or my mediach? Do they mean Beit Shammai omri mekanech v'lo boy mediach and Beit Hillel omri mediach v'lo boy mekanech? So then how do you make sense of Rabbi Zeira? All the Yom Rabbi Zeira in Kinuach Pele Bepav, come on, Beit Shammai, that's very unreasonable. Ella will interpret it like this, Beit Shammai omri mekanech v'lo boy mediach, and Beit Hillel is saying, no, you need mediach also, but then it's Mikule Beit Shammai Mechumre Beit Hillel, and that doesn't appear in that list in Yediot. Now you got Mikule Beit Shammai Mechumre Beit Hillel. So that can't be the end. There's only one possibility, which is that Beit Shammai Omri Mekaneach Hu Adin LeMediach, U Beit Hillel Omri Mediach Hu Adin LeMekaneach, Mar Omer Chada, Mar Omer Chada, Velo Pligin. Guf Omer Rebbe Zeira, Ein Kinuach HaPeh Ela Bepat, Vani Mili Bedechite, Avo Bedesari Lo, The chit inami lo amra ela pekarira ava bachamima mishter story. Vani mili berachich ava bakushalo. Truth is though, ilchot abchol mili avikinuach lavar mikimcha tamre v'yarka. Boy minei revasim rabbi yochanan kami yeshevim basar legvina. Amra levalo klum. What? Amra chista achol basar sur lachol gvina. Gvina mutar lachol basar. Well, actually that was the question. Kama yeshevim gvina lebasar. Amra levalo klum. And how about basar sheben hashinayim ahu? Kori alei habasar odenu ben shineyen? Oma baruch va'anu ha'milta. Chala barchama legavi abba. Dilo abba ki avi ochel bisra inne lo avi ochel gvina ad lemachar kedahashta. Vino ana ba'asu data udelo achilna ba'at lesu data achrita achilna. Omar Shmuel, I got an example of a thing like that. Ana la milta chala b'charm legabi abba dilu abba havi sayer nirsei trezim libiuma. Va'ana lo si ame lo chodezimna. Shmuel atayimidi Omar Shmuel man de sayer nirsei ko yuma mishka chastira. Abay havi sayer nirsei ko yuma viyuma. Yuma chad pogabari say the dari pat kadupi. Omar like, hani leicha. Omar, I just on the way over to you, sir. Levimar. Omar like, kvar kadmucha rabbanan, buddy. Ravasi Abisar Nirseko Yuma. Oh my, where's all these Istira de Mashmur? Yuma Chat Kozet Nur de Batka Ba'are Shakli, the Glime Karche, Ote Begava Ramakala, Atu Nirsakrua. Oh my, oof, Ishtakhina Lukulu Istira de Mashmur. Oh my, Vidiba Rabin, I'm Rabiatu Barashian. Maim Rishonim Mitzvah, Vacharonim Chova. Meitve, Maim Rishonim Vacharonim Chova, and Saim Rishus. Yeah, it's all relative. Mitzvah, the Gabi Rishut, Chova Korele, Gufa, Maim Rishonim Achronim Chova, Mitzvah Rishut. Rishonim, Notim Ben Bekli, Ben Agabe Karka, Achronim, Enotim Elo Bekli, meaning Betoch Kli, Vamrela Enotlin, Agabe Karka, Maim Enelik, Ben Akinsa, Maim Rishonim, Notim Ben Bechamin, Ben Betzonin, Achronim, Enotim Elo Betzonin, Ben Bechamin, Mefa'afin et Hayadayim, Ve'in Ma'avirin et Hazoma. Maim Rishonim Notim Ben Bechamin, Ben Betzonin, Omer Yisba Yosef Omer Yana, that's Davka in a Yatzoledet Beh. But if Yatzoledet Beh, you can't even use it for Maim Rishonim. Ain't not Lim Ben. Ikin Amat HaSeifa. Achronim Ain't not Lim Ela Betzonin Avo Bechamin Lo. And in this version, Yisba Yosef is talking about Maim Achronim, who's going to call him, only be saying Vashanu, Ela Shayatzoledet Beh, Mabel in a Yatzoledet Beh, not Lim. Even for Mayim Achronim, which is Michlal, that Rishonim, you could use anything. Yavo Bishayat Zoledetem. It would still be Mutar. Emtsayim Rishut, Omrev Nachol Hashon, Omrev Tavshil, Tavshil. Avo Ben Tavshil, Gvina Chova. Omrev Yudabreid, Omrev Chia, Mipnei Ma Omru, Mayim Achronim Chova. Shemelach Sedomit Yesh, Semesameta Inai. Omrev Bayum Mishtakach, Kikurta, and Ahol Kur. Omrev Ravach, Breid, Rav, Ravashi, Kol Milchamai. Omrev Lomi Boy. Omer Abaye Mire, or, ah, Lomi Boy. Omer Abaye Mirej, Rabbi Amina, Haidel Moshe, Maya Batroy Alara, Mishum Zuama. Omer Limar, no, that's not what it's about. It's Mishum Deshai Ruach Roawayo. Omer Abaye Mirej, Rabbi Amina, Haidel Shoko, Midi Miptura, Kinok, Erinish Kasel, Mishte, Shema Yeera, Dvar Kalkala, Besuda. Omer Limar, no, it's Mishum Dekosh Ruach Tsroda. Loana del Shoko, Velomahada, Avo Mishka, Vaduri, Let Lamba. Omar Abaye, Mireish, Avamina had a kanshin a shvar mishum an kiruta. Amar limar mishum de koshel an yuta. Oh, Gavit Amadar, I saw that yuta v'lo avi yochele, the Gavi zor an ashvar atuva. Yumachat korach a lifta yivli. Oma, hashta vada enough of your doy. But the doch alaite morak rin le yivli, shadina an ora. Sharmi de gav, ah, vayda afke yugavrin vivete. Yumar abaye. Mireish, Avamina, Ari de lo shati, ufya, mishum nisuta. Amen imam mishum de koshel kharsim. Mishtaya lo koshel kharsim. Min pa pe koshel reisha. Medach ke koshel anyuta. Maita kante. Le shaki shakuyi. Le kharsim de chamra. Well, you could have shikra. Le kharsim de shikra. Maya. Le maya leta ta kanta. Which is the old saying, batar anyuta az anyuta. Omer abai. Mireish, Avamina had a lo akhli yarka mikisi da asra ganoa. Mishmane misik raftanuta. Amarli mar no, it's Bishop the Kashul Kshofi. Actually, Rav Chista, Rabba Baravuna, and the Kaziba Arba. Omla, who matronita, hey, let me come. Lotvua. Omra milta, sartal arba. Play with me, will you? Cackle, cackle. Omra inu milta, sharyua. Omra luna, my avid lakula mechanic luba chaspa. Lokotu lakukinua, kina manaihu. Veloecha lakoyaka bikisida sargano. Gina. Yomra by Mireish, having been out of the Yarka and Afala Taka, Mishum Yasuta. A Marley Mar, it's not bad, it's Mishum the Kashal Reachape. Yomra by Mireish, having been out of the Yatri Tutti Beir Ziva, Mishum Shofim. A Marley Mar, Mishum the Shrihi Maziki. Hani Shekulai, Davi Daru, Havita the Hamra, boil it puke for a minute, and that food to the Marziva. Also the Kamin of Marbar of Hashi, Alfa Chipura Shante. Auto le kamei amalei amai tavid ochi amalei reichi avid ki utvo bunoi amalei at beduchta de shkricha rabbi mai ba ita ato de shanita zil shulim amalei hashte nami likvili mar zimna vefra kabalei zimna ki mat al zimna yake ki ato amalei amai lo atita bezvantcha amalei what am I supposed to do ko mile de tsair vachoti vachayo vamani let lo rishut alo mishka bide ade mishkachin amire de fkera ויום רבי מראש אבמינה, היידה שרי מים מפום לחצפה, משום צפתה, אמר לי מרץ, משום דיקה מים הרעים, ההוא בר שידה, דאבי פרף פופו, עושה לתוי מים מן ההורה, יעקב, כי אתה אומר, what took you so long? אמר לו, אתה עוד עד לחף עם מים הרעים, הלך, כזאנו לקשר למים מפום לחצפה, אמר, I didn't know you guys did that, יהיה וידענו דרגיל, תלמי ונחי, לא יעקבי.